Riyadh-backed mercenaries have shelled northern Yemen as Saudi Arabia continues relentless airstrikes on its impoverished neighbor. A residential area in the Masluk district of Jowf province was targeted and a woman was killed. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia has launched fresh airstrikes on Yemen. Warplanes targeted south of Taiz province. The attacks come as a new round of UN-sponsored peace talks between delegations of the Ansarullah movement and the Saudi-backed former regime is underway in Kuwait. UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Sheikh Ahmad, has warned that this may be Yemen's last chance for peace. Saudi Arabia unleashed a devastating war on its southern neighbor in March of last year, killing nearly 9,500 Yemenis, mostly civilians. Activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bakhati has commented on how effective the Yemen UN-sponsored talks would be.
This is the same thing that he said last year when they invaded Aden during a truce from that was mediated from Wild Sheikh. And it's funny as well to hear Wild Sheikh saying that to keep or to hold the truce is one of the main goal of this talks in Kuwait. How can you say that after 70 days of talk, this should be this truce should be at the beginning or before, as it was intended before any talk in Kuwait? It was intended to start on the 10th of April, and then Kuwait talk start 1 week to 10 days after it begins. But there was strikes by the Saudi-backed forces on area in Al Jowf, killing one woman. And there were several airstrikes just in the past few hours on Hajja, North Hajja province near the Saudi border. So I don't know what kind of hope can we get from this truce, or as long as the Saudi strikes continue across Yemen, Saudi blockade, they haven't left any kind of the blockade on Yemen. Still people are suffering to get food and medicine and fuel into Yemen. And I don't know what kind of hope will the Sheikh want us to get from all this if we see nothing is happening and still the same thing during these talks.